If you love your gadgets, if you like your tech, or maybe you've got techie people that you need to buy for this Christmas, help is at hand via Fevzi Turkalp, the Gadget Detective. You can subscribe to his podcasts for free at gadgetdetective.com or via the ways that you normally get your podcasts. How are you doing, Fevz?
Very well, thank you very much,
Fevz. Now, if I've got this...
Fevz, no one's called me that since school.
Is that Fevz. All right? Do you mind?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, yeah. I like it. It's better than what they used to call me otherwise.
Is this... no. Only I do have this habit of just giving people abbreviated, and sometimes people don't like it. No, I'm an Anthony. I'm not a Tony or an Ant. Thank you very much. They say, and I think, get you.
But well, normally, to be honest, do you know what? You know, when I realised that I'm old, I was speaking.
When
to
you get
someone...
up from a chair, that's when I realise.
Oh, you can still get up from a chair. I can't quite manage that myself. Yeah. Well, in my day, no. You know what it is when people in call centres call me by my first name without asking if that's okay.
Oh yes.
I don't know if that's just me being of a certain generation. I don't know.
Mm. You know, I quite agree. It's familiar, isn't it? And we know the world is now much more familiar, and people hug each other and cry and you know, address each other informally. But yes, there are certain situations where it's if you're of our vintage, it is a bit weird.
I commend a Monty Python sketch, which is still available on YouTube. If you just search for Eddie Baby, he's interviewing a journalist, and he starts off calling him Sir Edward. Then calls him Edwards, then he calls Eddie, and then Eddie Baby, and then Fluffy Poos, and everything else, and it all degenerates. So it kind of reminds me of that. Well, but yes, I like it from you because I know you and I like you. So
yeah, we've had a very, very long relationship, haven't we?
I know.
Which is very nice. Are we really going to do a tech story and three gadgets today?
Yeah, because I'll be quick about the gadgets.
Right, okay.
And the tech story is not that long, so...
Should we do the tech story first, as we tend to?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
so this is about, well, I was thinking about people buying 5G handsets around, you know, this time of year, or at least when you buy your next handset, you're told, you know, best to get one that's 5G capable. So 5G stands for fifth generation. It's a way of having wireless internet whilst you're out and about, not within Wi-Fi range. And the advantages of 5G are meant to be speed, and the number of connections that can be made at the same time, so that, you know, if you're in a stadium or something, you can still get it. There's lots of benefits to 5G, but it's been very slow to roll out. And Ofcom, the regulator who deals with these things, says that about 7 out of 10 UK properties can now get 5G reception from at least one mobile provider. Uh-huh. Now, I think the devil is in the detail. First of all, that's not really good enough. Secondly, number of households isn't the same as coverage of the UK, because what they do is they do it in cities. Mm. So covering a city then covers, but then, you know, people, when you're traveling, you know, or when you don't live in one of those particular cities, it doesn't work. Finally, there is a lot of evidence to suggest that a lot of people who can get 5G actually find it in some cases slower than the 4G service and end up using 4G instead. Well, yeah, because, well, for various reasons, because the rollout's still going. The rollout was somewhat delayed. You remember when there was all that kerfuffle about Huawei?
Oh, the
Chinese company. And first of all, the British said, no, it's fine, we're going to keep their hardware and systems in our infrastructure. So this is all about whether we were going to use Huawei equipment in the infrastructure that provides, in this case, the mobile phone network and the 5G network. And the difficulty is, you know, almost no one makes this equipment outside China. There's, I think, one country other than China that actually makes it. And then the British government was lent on by the American government, and they changed, so the Brits changed their mind and banned it and said that all the Huawei equipment had to be removed by 2017. Sorry, not 2017, 2077, I think. Mm. So that would be good, wouldn't it, if it was by 2017. but the who says that the British...
That's not your strong point then today, Fevzi. No.
Well, no, but time travel is, so it's no problem.
Oh, that's right.
But that's also slowed things down, because not only are they trying to roll things out, but they're trying to strip things out at the same time. And one wonders, I find myself wondering whether the 5G implementation that we end up getting will be as good as it would have been otherwise.
So, tricky one, isn't it? Yes. So,
well, I mean, you know, you can't have... What we really should be doing is building our own capability for this and other critical infrastructure. Yeah. So everything from nuclear power stations to our telecommunications networks, there's certain things that, in my opinion, nations should do themselves and control themselves and not be vulnerable, including, by the way, gas storage. That would be quite nice if we had the ability to store more than 45 minutes worth of gas in this country. But I digress. So this is, it is getting there. I mean, it is still the future. One wonders whether it will be leapfrogged by 6G at some point, because it's just taking so long. It's going to be pretty special. And I think also, once it's up and running properly, the speeds that we will be able to get in time, not initially, will rival what we can get by wired broadband in our homes and offices, and will be a fair alternative. Mm. So, you know, the future is bright, as they say, but it's just slow in coming. So a bit frustrating.
Shall we do one of the three gadgets before we pause?
Yes, we can do that.
Which would you like to start with?
Well, I'll start with... I love this. This is... I've been a bit stressed lately, Bill, and I've been trying to find ways of becoming less stressed.
Uh-huh.
And being me, I've turned to gadgets, which probably isn't
the
obvious thing for some people. Well, you know, some people go towards minimalism, and I have a form of minimalism. I don't know if I shared this idea with you. So. Yeah. Minimalism, often people think of minimalism as being, you know, get rid of everything and, you know, live in a hair shirt or something like that. For me, it is to get rid of 100 gadgets and have 3 gadgets I really love, for example. So I can still have gadgets. I can probably have better ones, but I just don't need that multiplicity of them. And it's kind of hard because of what I do with reviews and stuff. But
are you making any progress in that direction?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is a joy because, you know, how many cameras do I really need, right? Mm. So but get rid of that, get one nice one, and, you know, it's good. So in that vein, this is something to help me relax, which I find quite good. It's from Homedics. We talked about them last week. It's called Stretch Plus Heat. And it is a mat that you roll out and lie on the floor. And it has, it's not exactly massage, but it kind of, we'll call it massage. It kind of massages your back through movement in the mat. But right. Also, and the thing that I really like is it's got heat pads built into it as well. So it sort of loosens up my muscles and moves them. And I honestly feel a lot better. And eventually, when I do manage to get off the floor, I'm all the better for it. So, you know, it's quite a remarkable thing.
It sounds a bit like the chair. When I go twice a year, I go to a Chinese lady who does things to my feet to make them all beautiful again. And you and as a bonus thrown in, you sit in this chair and like little funny lumps push very hard into your back the whole time she's doing it. And you come with a better back as well.
Well, funnily enough, Homedics do those as well. They look a bit like the seats of racing cars, and you put them in a... You put them in a normal seat and you plug it in, and it's got these massage bits and a bit that does your neck and so forth. And they've got one where the bit that does your neck is detachable, and you can actually go and lie down and have it still doing your neck using a battery pad. So
sorted everything, yeah.
It is nice. Try and buy, if you buy anything like this in general, try and buy it from somewhere where if you're not happy with it, you can return it, because these are very personal things, you know, opinions differ. It's not just like, oh, it's a computer, it goes at this speed and has these features. This will either work for you or it won't. I think it's fantastic. List price on this is, this is quite interesting, the pricing on this. So the list price is $299. Currently on the Homedics website for $169.
Oof, big saving, big difference.
But then I noticed that up until the 21st of December, which I think is Wednesday, 1 minute to midnight on Wednesday, there's a code, GIFT25, where you get another 25% off. I think it's off almost everything on the site. There's one or two exceptions. But then I discovered it, and I don't know if you can stack these codes, so, you know, Homedics won't thank me for pointing this out, but there is also 15% off for first order from their website. So I don't know if you could take the 169 and you can stack it with the 25% off, and then maybe the 15% off.
We're probably down to under 100 if we can. That just is a very big difference from 300.
Yes. And you know, if people want to give that a go and let me know if it works, that'd be great. Because I was trying to test it, but I couldn't actually test it without completing the purchase, so I wasn't
sure.
But
fair enough.
But certainly the 25% should work until Wednesday night, so that's good. So 4 stars out of 5.
Fevzi Turkout, the gadget detective in the house. Two more of his best of 2022 gadgets. Yes, I thought you'd like that. Yes,
Thank you so much.
I'm very modern, you know.
Yeah.
Very urban.
Obviously down with the kids, right?
Oh, very much so, yes. In fact, some of them say I'm even beneath them. That's how far down I am. I mean, in a hole. They look down into the hole. And they say, look at that bill there. So modern for a man of 91, they say. Anyway, best of 2022. What's your next one?
Okay, so this is a combo gadget. It's a USB hub and a tablet stand built all in one. It has become one of my favourite gadgets, and I did review this earlier in the year, and I gave it 4 out of 5. I've now upped that to 4.5 out of 5. So it's from a company called Anker. They're probably best known for their chargers, you know, phone and tablet chargers. It's called the Anker 551 USB-C 8-in-1 Hub and Tablet Stand. And what it is, so you're familiar with the idea of a tablet stand, so you know, you've got this stand with two articulated joints, so you can adjust the height and how close it comes to you, and also the tilt of the screen. But the base of the stand, which is very solid, which it has to be, and the stand is rock solid. So even when I've got my tablet on the stand and I'm tapping away with my fingers, it's not wobbling. It's also really good for video calls for that reason as well. It's very stable. Mm-hmm. But the base of it, instead of just being a lump of metal that doesn't do anything, they've built a hub into it. And I'll explain what a hub is in a moment, but it really saves space, and the ability to have it close by, it saves valuable desk space. So with a hub, tablets and particularly iPads are not known for having lots of sockets on them to connect lots of things. They've even taken away the headphone socket from, I think, just about every iPad now, which is a pain, and you just get one either lightning socket or a USB socket. So if you've got an iPad with a USB socket on it, you pop it onto here, you get a cable that comes from the base of the stand into that USB socket, and then suddenly you have a plethora of connectivity. For one thing, you can start to put memory cards into it, so SD cards and micro SD cards, so the sort of things that, for example, maybe in your mobile phone and you've got all your photos on it, you can quickly upload them into that. It will also give you a headphone socket, so you get back your headphone socket, which is frankly is a delight. It's got an HDMI 2.0 output. That means that you can, instead of just having the picture on the screen of the tablet, you can put it up on even a 4K large screen television set, and it will give you a 4K picture. And it's quite remarkable. And particularly because of improvements with the iPad operating system, you can now have a different picture on the external screen to the internal one. So you now have a two-screen setup, and all you need to do is just plug this one thing in there. It charges through this as well, so you don't need a separate charger or socket for charging. And you get a couple of standard USB-A ports on it as well. So it's got these 8 different ways of connecting to it in something that doesn't take up any extra space. When I reviewed it was £100. I notice at the moment it's selling for a shade under 80, so 4.5 stars out of 5, and that's the Anker 551 USB 8-in-1 hub and tablet stand.
Right, and quick as a flash, please, your final
quick
choice.
Quick as a flash. Okay, this one is for iPad users again. The other one, by the way, will work for any USB-C tablets, not just for iPads. It's called the Logitech Combo Touch, and it's the most amazing case design that I've ever seen for an iPad. It's in two parts. So you've got the case that protects the back and the surrounds of the iPad, but at the back is a kickstand which you can pull out and just prop it up at any angle you like. You can lay it almost flat and then use it for, you know, at that angle for drawing on it with a Apple Pencil, for example, or indeed a Logitech crayon, or you can prop it up to watch at any angle. I use this when I'm in bed. I sort of prop it up on the pillow and I watch, you know, YouTube or whatever it is in bed at the perfect angle. But it doesn't end there. You get a keyboard, which is a really high quality keyboard, same sort of quality as a laptop, full set of function keys, backlit keyboard, and it just snaps on magnetically. So when you snap it on and you close it, it becomes a cover that covers the screen and protects the screen. But honestly, it just completely changes the way you work. Again, because of improvements with iPad's operating system, you can now use it much more like a laptop, and you can even have an external mouse, which I'm sure Logitech or anyone else will be happy to sell you. And it's got a gap at the top where you can still charge the Apple Pencil. It is by far, and the term game changer is much abused, this is a game changer for iPad users, because the iPad suddenly grows up and becomes a really useful tool and not just a media consumption device. Once again, 4.5 stars. Prices vary depending on which model of iPad you have, but I think the cheapest is about $89.99, and it goes up from there depending on the size of your iPad. 4.5 stars, superior to Apple's own offering and much cheaper as well.
Word, right, he's not holding back. One final session, some last-minute gift ideas, I dare say, in a week's time, Fevzy?
Indeed, yes, back again in a week.
All right. Oh, sorry, Fevz. Cheers, cheers, Fevz.
All right.
Catch you next weekend.
I'll start calling you William.
Oh, no, please don't do that.